Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
So you know who Scottie Beam is, right?
Yeah.
So Scottie Beam was at a concert last night, and some dude, this dude, at Khalil Gibran underscore, tweeted next to Scotty Beam at this concert, she got that monkey on her back. So Scotty quoted him and said, I'm sitting here at a concert. You're a few seats away from me, and this is what you choose to say to me? You want my nigga to come and slap the shit out of you? All right. And then her man jumps in and says something along the lines of, don't go nowhere. I'm going to see you in a second, to the dude. And then the dude kind of, I don't know, he goes outside to smoke and he says, I'm outside. And Scotty tweets, you got to tell everyone how you left early as soon as at Shannon Wallace tweeted you, LOLOL, you are pussy, LOL. So, but the conversation that got started was the idea of like, was based off of some of these replies. One of the replies is, what if he end up beating your man's ass? Would you feel bad getting him lumped up or dump him? And then someone replied to that saying, you think women don't know when their men can fight or they just randomly getting a man get dusted? To which somebody responded, they actually don't be knowing if we're keeping it a buck. Jerp, the topic is women who get their man into fights that their man didn't necessarily pick. One of my homies said that this shit happened to him. We had two stories in the chat. One of my homies said he got in a fight and his girl tried to like grab him and pull him back, like, stop fighting. That all that accomplished was allowing the other nigga to just repeatedly clock him in the face without the use of his arms. The other story was one of my boys said he was walking down the street with this girl, with his ex. She wanted me to fight three random niggas on the street out of town. Out of town. Because when we walked by, they said, Chris Brown ass nigga, and laughed.
Chris Brown ass nigga. Yeah, she wanted him to fight three random niggas
out of town,
and he was out of town.
Jerv, have you ever been in? You ever been in a situation where the woman you're with wants you to fight, like, or instigates a fight that you're like, you had no business being part of?
Nah, I can't say I have. I've been in situations where they've gotten in fights, and it's just like,
that counts too.
Okay,
because it's like your thing is like, I was just chilling. Like, that's the whole thing. It's like, there's a difference between when people are like, we're all like hyped up or whatever, and like, okay, that's something, right? But it's another thing when it's like, yo, I was just chilling, man. Like, you over here volunteering my name and shit like that.
Yeah, I had one time at a party in college where, like, I just saw, like, a melee happen, or, like, you know, a melee just start to happen.
Yeah.
And basically my girlfriend at the time came down and was just like, yo, we got to go. But it wasn't like the, hey, it's crazy in here. It was like the, yo, we got to get out of here. And I was just like, all right. So we go out. And it was like, yeah, they got into a fight with these girls upstairs. And then it just got crazy. But it all started because they fought these girls upstairs.
Right.
I had to get out of here.
But she told you we got to leave, right?
Yeah.
All right. No, she that's the opposite. She saved the situation.
No, but she started it.
Okay, she started it, but like she also like she saved you the hassle. I guess she saved you the situation.
Oh, okay, I got you. Standpoint.
Whatever she did, I mean, you ain't had nothing to do with that. Like, for me, this has happened twice. Oh no, it's happened more than twice. It's happened a bunch of times. But the two most recent times,
maybe they think I can't fight.
Well, no,
one of them's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them was she got into it with a girl, and we're at like an event, not like a party, like just free for all. So I'm telling her like, yo, chill, because security's gonna come here, gonna see this girl acting crazy, gonna see us being mad calm, and like it's gonna take care of itself.
But she kept acting crazy too. And I'm just like, will you calm your ass down? Like, stop talking for a second. Like, even as I'm talking to security, like, well, we were here. And this woman said we couldn't sit here, but it wasn't reserved or anything. And then this bitch, I'm like, no, shut up. We look like the calm, regular people. Oh, man. So that one, but that one's tame. The one that was funny was like, I was at a pool. And it's, again, it's the same sort of situation. Like, there are these seats, beach chairs. And our flight's like at 3 p.m. or whatever. So we're just killing time at the hotel.
Oh, you're doing the drinks before the flight thing. Okay.
Sure. And so when we get there, there's like all of these, I mean, the pool's empty, it's deserted, but all of these beach chairs have like these clips on them. I'm like, ain't nobody here. So sit down. This dude walks up and says, I'm sorry, these are taken. And I'm like, what? And I'm talking about like 20 seats. 20 seats are taken? And you're the only one here? It's like, yeah, that's why I got clips on them. I'm like, where are they at? I thought he was going to say, oh, they're in the bathroom or whatever. He's like, well, they're not down yet, but when they come downstairs, I'm like, all right, well, when they come down, we'll talk about it then. But for now, I'm going to sit right here. He's like, well, no, they're reserved. I'm like, what are you talking about reserved? And so then she starts getting into it with the dude. And then the dude tries to, like, musical chairs, fucking, like, throw his body into the chair. So we can't sit down. And now
he was cock blocking the chair.
Yeah, I'm like, what are you doing, man? What are you like? I'm at this point, I'm like, again, it's one of those things where I'm talking and I know hotel security is coming.
Oh, yeah. Shout out
Marriott ambassador status. I'm like, I know I'm not going to lose this fight if I just maintain just a level of like I'm a regular person. This one starts escalating. The dude throws his body into the chair, hip checks her. So now I'm like, well, now I got to do something about this. Like, I can't just. I'm like, oh, man. So I had to grab him and shove him off the thing. And luckily, he was like an older white guy. So I knew he wasn't going to do that. Like, I had no fear in my heart of what would happen, like, in terms of me getting my ass whooped. But it was a level of like, Jesus, man, can't I just go through like one day of just being regular and not having to go to like a battle royale or some shit?
I've definitely had my fair share of being at like being at a staff. Nothing that has come to like possible physical shit, but definitely like situations being escalated. I keep thinking of Mark's clip about Cheesecake Factory whenever I talk about my time back in the day going to Cheesecake Factory. But we were at Cheesecake Factory ordering something to eat, and whatever we wanted on the menu, whatever she wanted on the menu, she swore up and down it was on that menu. So I rode with her and was like, yo, it was on the menu. The waitress starts to get smart. Or the perception is the waitress is starting to get smart. Next thing you know, it's the smart comments back and forth. And then it's the escalating of the argument. And then it's like, hold on, like, you know, like, yo, just chill. Like, it ain't that deep. You know what I mean? Them type situations, like, yo, it ain't that deep. Come over, you know, whatever. You know, so eventually we de-escalate the situation. I get her outside. We go to PF Chang or whatever, one of them type joints. Like a day or two later, that shit was on their menu.
No,
yeah, bro.
That's when you hit her with the Jason Terry meme. You know the one where he just stares like it zooms in on him.
Bro, I just passed it a menu and said, tapped it and said. Nothing else for me to say, yo.
What did she say?
Whatever. what you think you gonna get, yo? I was gonna get like a Barack Obama type speech or like an apology.
I need a Kyrie Irving apology. With like whatever. Six steps. Like we gotta go meet with leaders of the cheesecake community and like let them know that shit that was uncalled for. Oh, man.
Hello, listener. Guess who's back? It's me, Anthony Mays, your favorite butcher turned podcast producer, and I'm here to talk to you about ButcherBox. ButcherBox is the most convenient way to get high quality meat and seafood that you can trust delivered straight to your doorstep, free shipping, vacuum sealed packaging. It's ready to go right then. It's ready to pop in the freezer. You get exclusive member deals and a variety of high quality cuts at an amazing value. Going to the grocery store can be a huge pain. You're usually in a rush at an inconvenient time. You're waiting in line at the meat counter. You're taking a number. Maybe this place doesn't have a number. You're jostling with fellow customers. You're trying to get that ribeye that you want or that nice piece of salmon. Maybe the butcher that you're dealing with has a bad attitude or something. I don't know. That was never me, I promise. But maybe it happens. ButcherBox takes all of that out of the picture. You are always prepared with meat and seafood in the freezer, and you're not going to find quality for this price anywhere else other than ButcherBox. So sign up at butcherbox.com/dings, D-I-N-G-S, and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breasts, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/dings and use code DINGS, D-I-N-G-S, to choose your free for a year offer plus get $20 off your first order.
That's a killer right there, man. Like, because here's the thing. You got two options. You either could be wrong or you could be a traitor. There ain't no in between. You either go roll with the wrongness that we all wrong over here, or you could be like, that shit ain't on, never been on that menu, and now you're a fucking traitor. Like, oh, you sold me.
Why would you do that? Why would you dare say that they had never been on that menu? And I didn't even know. I just rolled with it.
Here's the reality of those situations, Jerv. I'm never going to see this waitress again, most likely. I got to go home with this motherfucker.
Yep.
And that's the math. Like, when you're in a relationship, that's really the math it comes down to. It's like, which one of these people do I have to deal with more? That's why, by the way, so many conflicts happen between women and their man's mom. Their man's mom. Because that's one of the few times where the man is like, oof, I got to deal with both of these, though. Like, not like I'm not going to see either of them ever again.
Yeah, so I pretty much had to deal with these for the rest of my life.
Yeah, right, I got to deal with this. Like, it's not as easy as the waitress at the Cheesecake Factory. Like, my bitch, like, have fun being right. Like, I'm gonna get this pussy over here. Like, God damn, man. Fights, man. People want to fight. Grown people want to fight. Isn't that weird? Like, I've reached a point, I think, where, like, yeah, man, I just don't care enough. Like, there's nothing I care enough to fight over.
Nah. I'm good. You'd have to really, like...
You'd have to punch me, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like, I'd have to be fought in order for me to fight. Well, I guess I got to fight now. But, now, that's happened, by the way. Being with your boys, being with my boys, and having to get into a fight that I didn't sign up for. The most famous example, I think I've told this on Bomb before, but it's been so long, I'll tell it again. I was with my cousin Proof and two of our friends. It was four of us. We were on Roosevelt Island in New York. Have you ever been to Roosevelt Island? Is like this residential kind of little strip of an island between Queens and Manhattan. If you've ever seen that, like, tram that goes across with the bridge,
yeah,
like, it's that's the Roosevelt Island tram, right?
Okay,
takes you to Roosevelt Island. It's a very nice community, but it's also right across the water from Queensbridge. So the Queensbridge kids like to cross the bridge on the other side and come and just fucking fuck with people, right? So we went to go get some pizza, and it was late at night. And so we're inside, and you know how when you're inside somewhere dark and it's somewhere bright and outside it's dark, if you try to look out the window, all you'll see is your reflection. So I'm sitting there eating pizza, and we're talking, and I'm looking at my reflection. And so we get done and walk out. We're walking down the block, and there's like a group of like 13 dudes on the corner. I like pride myself in being like very aware, but like not like, you know, oh, across the street. Like, I know how to carry myself. I'm cool. I'm not threatened, but also I'm not oblivious, right? So we're walking, and one of this big dude asks my cousin who's smoking, he's like, "Yo, do you have a light?" My cousin's like, "Yeah, sure." Lights the cigarette, and while that happens, dude turns and looks at me, and he says, "Why was you ice grilling me?" And I said, "Pardon me." He says, "Yo, back there at the pizza place, you was ice grilling me. You staring me down." And I'm like, "Nigga, I've never seen you in my life. Like, I don't know what you're talking about." I later realized it was when I was looking at my own reflection. He thought I was staring at him. But he's like, no. He's like, "Yo, are you staring at me, bro? You got a problem?" I'm like, bro. And in my mind, I'm like, this is all a misunderstanding. I'm going to fix this up real easy. While I'm thinking about how I'm going to, like, make some joke and attention and shit. Because now, like, I can feel like everyone's starting to crowd around and shit. My buddy Hashim standing right here. And one of the guys said, "Yo, back up." And he kind of shoved him away in his chest. So, you know, again, like Montrezl Harrell and Giannis Antetokounmpo, you ain't going to let no nigga just shove you. You're like, "Oh, sorry about that." So Hashim steps back up. Like, and that's when the big dude who's talking to me says, "You stepped on my dog," and fucking hauls off and punches the fuck out of Hashim in the face.
Oh, shit.
And then the dude who shoved Hashim turns and punches me.
Oh, shit.
And two guys jump on Proof, and our fourth friend, Pat, just kept walking. He later on said, Pat said, "As soon as that nigga asked for a light, I just kept walking." So now,
never stop. You can never stop.
Proof's out here. He's fighting two dudes. Hashim got held with his arms behind his back, and the motherfucker was just like teeing off on him, right? And the guy who punched me punched me, and in my brain, I'm like, did this nigga just hit me? So then he punched me again, and I was like, "Yeah, I think he might have just hit me." So now he's getting upset because he's punching me. It's obviously not doing any damage. I'm just sitting there taking it to the chin, like, right? But at the same time, I'm not like fighting back. I'm just standing there looking at him, kind of like with this dazed Homer. You know what Homer be thinking? And his eyes just be like this. Yes. That's exactly how it must have looked. So the third punch he throws, he fucking, like, he put some shit behind him. Hits me, and I kind of stagger back, and when I took a step back off the curb, I trip and I fall. And that dude and two other dudes come out of nowhere, and they all start, like, just kicking me and, you know, stomping or whatever. I feel no pain, mind you. I'm just laying there. I'm like, "Yo, we in a fight right now? Is that what's happening?" As these niggas just, and then finally, like, I was like, "No, we in a fight. These niggas trying to kick your ass." So I jumped, Jerv. I jumped. I said, "Ayo, chill." And all three of them niggas was like, because they thought I was dead or something. They just jumped out. Like, "Oh." And so my hands went like this. All right, like, which one of these niggas am I going to punch first? Unfortunately, my legs was all the way down the block. Because it was like a cartoon, man. I was like this, but then my body was like. So I kind of like, I took these two or three quick steps away. And then something in my brain said, you can't run. Don't be no bitch. So then I start just strolling mad cool away. Like, yeah, like I ain't running for this shit or whatever. Proof. So I walked out. I literally, all I had was like a split lip.
Okay.
And I think it's because I bit my own lip, to be honest with you, when I fell down. I don't think it inflicted any damage on me. Like, I didn't have no swelling, no bruising. It was just a split lip. My Proof, they tried to pull his hoodie over him like hockey style and just beat his ass up. So he slithered out of that shit and fucking knocked one nigga out and was da da da. And he got ISO'd with the short dude, and the short dude was like, "Yeah, I like big niggas." And Rue was like, "Hey, yo." Instead of looking stupid as shit ever. And Hashim got fucked up. His eye was just.
I can imagine.
That nigga looked like Rocky.
They had his arms behind.
He later told the story. He said they had both my arms back. It's like, oh, so I hit him the only way I knew how. I headbutted him in the chest. Oh, it's such a dumbass fucking thing.
Oh shit,
man! And then, like, as we walked away, the niggas were holding Proof's hoodie like it was a trophy. Yeah, we got your hoodie. They later asked us, "Yo, did they rob y'all?" Like, I said, I can't remember who asked. Someone said maybe they thought y'all were some rich kids and they want to rob y'all. I said, "Lady, that nigga's coat cost more than my entire outfit, socks and drawers included." They didn't rob us. They didn't do shit. Niggas just wanted to fight, I guess. Thank you for joining us on Black Opinions Battle Motherfucker. Make sure you are joined onto the Patreon, patreon.com/countthethings. You are getting this episode in full all at once on Monday as opposed to bit by bit throughout the week. Make sure you're getting those OG podcast episodes with me and Zach and Tom and Waz and Trey and Jay. We do this every single week. It is on and popping. If you missed the good old days, we are bringing the good old days back. Also, the watch-alongs, again, I sent it into the group text. We will be doing a World Cup watch-along at some point. And a lot more. The Discord, there's so much more. I honestly probably undersell the Patreon because there's just so much stuff there for everybody. For Big Jerv, I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfuckers.